open God's Word. I'm going to be speaking to the Gems this morning, and you'll have the opportunity to listen in, but it's good for us to open this time of the message with God's Word, for us to, how was that, Marlene, recalculating? To recalibrate our lives and understand what God has to say. The verse I've been asked to, or verses I've been asked to speak from, are from Psalm 119, verses 105 to verse 112. Hear the word of the Lord. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth, and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. All right, girls, I'm going to need your help this morning. How many of you have ever been camping? All right, there's a picture there. That's where we're going to be camping today. We've got a beautiful view of the lake. It's quiet, it's pristine. But the day has now come to an end. And maybe not you, but maybe the girl next to you needs to go to the washroom, and it's dark. So now you need to find your way to the washroom. Now, how many of you would just leave the campsite like this and go over the path which has branches and rocks and is a little bit of a steep hill? How many of you would just walk off the campsite with no tools and just go to the washroom? Anybody do that? Why wouldn't you just go down the path? It's just over there. You can see the washroom light. Why wouldn't you just walk to the washroom? It could be dangerous. Yeah, what else? Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. You need a light. Why do you need a light? What kind of light would you use for a light? To find the washroom? You'd use a lantern or a flashlight, but Jesus is usually the right answer. But why would you want a flashlight or a lantern? Yep. Absolutely. If you have a lantern or a flashlight, you'll be able to see all the rocks, all the branches. You'll be able to see whatever's in the path, and you'll be able to get to the washroom safely. Now, not only about the washroom, but for life and the decisions you need to make, is there another thing that we can use to show us the way? The Bible, absolutely. Now, I've got a few questions for you, and they're going to get harder as we go along. What is the longest chapter in the Bible? Yeah. Sorry. What chapter? Sorry? Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. Okay, we're talking about God's Word this morning. So how many verses are in Psalm 119? Anybody got a guess? Yeah. Not 300. No. Any of the parents know? Any of the elders know? 176. Absolutely. Now, what language is Psalm 119 originally written in? Yeah. It's written in Hebrew. We're not talking about Hebrews that the guy's got to make the coffee, but we're talking about Hebrew. I was trying to give a joke there. But we're talking about the Hebrew language. And here's something very fascinating. Psalm 119, verse 105, your Bible verse is all about God's Word, right? Psalm 119 has a whole bunch of illustrations about God's Word. In fact, in the Hebrew language, Psalm 119 contains every letter of the Hebrew alphabet. In fact, each section explains a different part of the Hebrew alphabet. So when you go to school tomorrow, you can tell your friends that you learned Introduction to Hebrew this morning. I'm going to give you just a very quick Hebrew lesson, and then we'll get on to explaining a little bit more of your theme. But every part of this psalm has an explanation of how it ties in to God's word. And I'll tell you why this is important at the end. In the first section, it's called Elf. It says, the blessing of God's word. That's what it's about. And then it says, Bet. That's the second section of how God's word protects his people. There's Gimel, that we should know God's law. There's Dalet, which is God's word is our strength. There's He, which is God's word keeps us pure. There's Va, trust God's word. There's Zion, that's how it's pronounced. God's word provides comfort. There's Shet, the challenge to obey God's word. There's Tet, to obey God's word. There's Yod, with the challenge to rely on God's word. There's Kaf, which is cling to God's word. There's Lamed, which is God's word endures. There's Mem, which God's word gives understanding. There's Nun, which God's word will guide our decisions. There's Samak, which is God's word helps us remain steadfast. There's Ayin, which means commit to God's word. There's Pei, which is God's words enlighten us. There's Sadi, which is God's word is true. There's Kof, which is hope in God's word. There's Resh, which is God's word revives. There's Shin, which is to be amazed in God's word. And there's Te, which is God's word instructs instructs and points to deliverance. That's all found in Psalm 119. Now, why is that important? Because what's your theme verse? Psalm 119, verse 105 says what? Thy word. God's word is more important than needing a flashlight to find a bathroom. God's word would guide you. And the hearers who would first hear this needed to be reminded over and over again. And here's what's interesting. Every section is explaining God's word. From A to Z, from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, it is the story of God. And God wanted the Israelites to be reminded that his word is law. He uses the word commands to describe the Bible, statutes. I know those are big words, but they're all saying the same thing. Precepts, word, and decrees. It's simply saying that God's word is there to show us the way. Now, if God's word is there to show us the way, how does God's word... Do you guys have examples of how God's word shows us how he wants us to live? Yeah, Beth. Choosing the right way to go. So in helping us make decisions. How else does God... Show a light or be that lamp unto our path. What is the story of the Bible really all about? From the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, it's the story of God, right? And what is the story of God for our lives? We sang about it in a lot of the songs. What's the story that God wants to tell not only you, but everyone that's here this morning? Yeah. To make the right decisions. Yep. How about what's over there with the cross and with the white covering on it? What is that story all about? Yeah. It's a story about Jesus. And what is the story of Jesus? He died on the cross. Now, why did Jesus die on the cross? Because people were sinning and because he loved us. And then he died. And then after he died, what happened? Beth. Yeah, he came back to life, right? And then he went back to heaven. The story of God is the story of how much God loves you, girls. and the story that God created you in his image, that God has a plan for your life, and that God wants you to realize that he loved you so much that he was willing to die for you, but also that he gave us his word so that you and I would be able to know how to live and how to make right choices. In fact, this is what it says. This word, the Bible, it is so beautiful and wonderful. He said to the first hearers, and this is in your psalm. If you read the whole psalm later, it says, it is sweeter than honey. And in fact, it just tastes so good, and it's so wonderful. It's sweet to the ears. And so I put a picture of some honey on the screen. And it says that it is a light, or it is a lamp, that God's word will lead you. It will guide you if you let him. It says that it's a heritage. It's a lasting testimony or a statement for you and I. It's more precious than gold or silver. We would say, because maybe you don't have a lot of gold or silver. I don't have gold. But it's more precious than all the stuff we have. It's the most valuable thing in the world. And it is our guide and our counselor. And it is our song. Now, if I were to ask you this morning, how has God's word led you or does it guide you? What would you tell me you learned about God's word this morning? What did you guys learn about God's word, not only this morning, but through the whole year of GEMS? How, in your lessons and in your crafts and in your songs, did it tell you, and now you can tell us, of how God is a light or a lamp into your path? Beth? Okay, God's word will help us through a hard time. Yeah, what else? What else did you guys learn? Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely. Absolutely. God will not disappoint. Absolutely. And he will lead and guide. Maybe we need to put the counselors on the floor for a minute. But as the counselors, how has God's word, you know, been a light and a lamp in against the lessons that you've taught and the messages that you've been sharing with the girls? All right, Brenda. And you see, we have God's word, but God wants us to do something with it. I heard this great story this week. Is there's a guy who saved up for a long time. He wanted to go on a vacation, and he finally saved up enough money to stay at a really, really, really nice hotel. But he wouldn't be able to eat because he didn't have enough money stored up. And so he stayed at this hotel for a few days, and he went to McDonald's once, and he had cheese and crackers the rest of the week. And then he decided that on the last day, because he had been so good with his money, he was going to eat at the hotel restaurant, and it was going to be great. And so he did, and he ate, and he had finished his meal, and so he went to the waiter. He goes, "Can I have my bill?" And the waiter goes, "Your bill? Why do you want a bill?" He goes, "Well, I ate, and I owe you some money." He goes, "The bill's paid, sir." The man scratched his head. He goes, "How could the bill be paid?" And he said, "It's included with your room." Sometimes we live like cheese and cracker Christians, don't we? This morning, God invites us to recalculate our lives and to allow his word to be that which directs and to motivates our lives. But we got to make that decision. Now, most of you probably don't know who Prince is, but your parents probably don't know who I'm going to talk about next. I want to show you a picture of a guy's back. Anyone know who that is? Yeah. That's Justin Bieber's back. And I show you Bieber's back because there's a tattoo there, and you know what it says? It says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." On Bieberzone.com, Justin Bieber says, "I have that tattoo because I want to remember that which guides my life." I'm going to show you another picture. Your parents probably don't know who this is either. Who's that? Katy Perry. Katy Perry has a tattoo of Jesus written on her arm, and she has it because she says, "When I look at it, I want to remember every time who I am and where I came from, and that I can't turn back." We need to make a decision on how God's word is going to lead our lives, or how, like that bus that was going in the wrong direction, how it's going to lead and direct us. The psalm you pick says this: "Your commands make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insight than all my teachers. I meditate on your word. I have more understanding because I obey." And that's going to be true for all of us, and that's going to be true for you this morning. Is as God's word is a light unto our path, and it's a lamp that he will guide and he won't disappoint. So I want to give you four things to this morning that we can take home this morning, and I need you to help me in our application. So God's word is going to lead and it's going to guide our lives, but to do that, we need to study God's word. Now, how can you grow in your knowledge of God, girls? Yep. We can read the Bible. Absolutely. Yep, Beth. But we can go to GEMS, right? We can go to GEMS to learn about the Bible. As we heard over here, we can read it. We can, when you get a bit older, and like this morning, you can listen to sermons. You can do devotions at home. But God wants us to do something with it. God wants us to obey his word. And if we're going to obey his word, he wants us to do what it says, right? And there are going to be times where you, just like me, I need to recalculate. Because although I'm reading God's word and I'm studying it, I need to turn my life around sometimes. And so I can do that by coming to God's word, and he'll show me how to go. So we can study God's word, we can obey it, but he also wants it to keep it in our hearts. Does anybody know what that means? What does it mean to keep God's word in our heart? Yeah. Yeah. And see, God wants us to lock it in our heart. And if we're going to lock it in our heart, God wants us to read it. But you know what the fun thing is? Is we can memorize God's word. And so when we have those times where we'd be tempted or we want to share or we're going through a hard time, those verses will come back. And we'll be able to refocus on what God wants us to do. So God wants us to study his word. He wants us to obey it. He wants it into our heart. And you've already shared. And this, I love that one. God wants us to share his word. Because God's word is wonderful and true. And from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, it is a story of the love of God. It is a story of grace. It's a story of his love not only for you, but for the whole wide world. And how he wants us all to come and to follow him. What was your verse again? Thy word. Think back to that restaurant this morning. The bill is paid. Jesus loved us that much. What are we going to do with it? Let's not settle with being cheese and cracker Christians. But let's enjoy the good, gracious God we have, and let's tell the whole wide world. Let's pray. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for the story of grace. We thank you for these girls. We thank you that for week after week after week, they have heard of the importance of your word. Lord, we thank you for these girls. We thank you for the story of faith. We pray that your word would sink deep and true into their lives. And that, Lord, they would come to know you in a real and in a mighty and a powerful way. And that they would be able to look into your word, Lord, when they have struggles. Maybe with bullying at school. Maybe it's hard times at home. Maybe when they have challenges, Lord, in learning. Or how to get along with my brother or sister. Lord, we just pray that your word would speak deep into them. And that they would know how you want them to respond. Lord, I pray that not only for them, but for us as well. We pray that your word would sink deep within us. And that, Lord, if it needs to recalculate our lives this morning, that it would do it. And Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for the GEMS ministry. Lord, thank you for the leaders. Thank you for the way that you have worked in the lives of these kids. And Lord, we pray that you would do that not only in them, but in the leaders as well. And Lord, be honored in our lives as well. In your name we pray. Amen.